Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Come in.
Thank you very much.
Do you want tea?
No, we haven't got time for tea.
In March of 2008, Paul Stoneman and I took a trip to one of Britain's greatest natural features, where, during the periods of good weather, people flock to have a look at and experience the beauty of, climb with their bare hands, or even plunge into its depths in their thousands. For the Cheddar Gorge is not only stunning, iconic, and one of the most important natural rock and cave features in Great Britain, it's also the home of the oldest surviving complete skeleton of our ancestors, aptly nicknamed Cheddar Man, who is still lying in state where he was discovered and awaiting intrepid explorers to bid him good day.
Well, Paul.
Well, Richard.
We are actually in the Cheddar Gorge itself. How many miles is it then from our place down in Sussex, or at least from Bognor Regis, anyway, where we took off to here?
113 miles.
Well, we did that in good time.
We did.
And we've got to Cheddar, and we were in Cheddar about 9 o'clock-ish, weren't we? And
it was closed.
I know, what was going on? Here, look, we've just literally passed, put our car at the front of the sort of gorge at the end of the town of Cheddar, and what we're going to do is walk at ground level.
Walk
initially.
On the run, doesn't it, really?
Well, basically, because I was hoping there would be a bit of a path, because you can get, some stunning views of this wonderful limestone craggy rock face from the ground looking up, and then on the way back we can walk along the top and appreciate it from a different view.
That's right, and it's very sort of isolated in here, isn't it, with these sort of rocks either side. It seems to sort of kill any noise from outside.
It does. It's amazing. We came into Cheddar itself, and you come into this little village which we'll sort of explore more fully later on, but you then just walk up the road a bit and suddenly you're in the gorge.
That's
and
right.
You are, as you say, cut off from anything.
Yes, it's just amazing. It's very echoey as well, wasn't it? It's very echoey.
The gorge and the small town of Cheddar, the birthplace of that infamous dairy product that we all love so much, is found in the northeast of the Mendip Hills in the beautiful county of Somerset. And Paul and I were determined to find out whether it was as good as the hype makes out it was, or if it was, as is often the case, an interesting curiosity that has been turned into a nasty commercial tourist trap.
The road that does cut through the actual gorge, which of course was the original riverbed,
right,
as the Ice Age disappeared,
yeah,
and the waters would have used this as its sort of river, this road is not being used terribly much.
No, of course we're well out of season, aren't we, as we found out, because everything seemed to be shut. But it is an ideal time to visit, really.
Definitely.
Because you can imagine what it's like here in the peak August.
It's definitely
jam-packed solid here.
It's going to be a nightmare, because we can see down here already there are loads and loads of little car parking areas, which are free
and that's
in
good.
The gorge.
I'm surprised they are free.
I know.
Even at this off-peak, I mean, they're obviously free all the year round, because it doesn't say free between certain months. They're free all the time.
As you say, in the spring and summer, there's bus places for buses.
And you can imagine the coach trips that's going to be turning up here. And where we are now, this is a staff car park.
And then there's about, what, 8 cars?
And they're all sort of parked in on top of each other here. But you can see under the...
There's a little ridge here, which
is a ridge, and there's quite a cave.
A little bit of a cave that you can see for free.
For free. So we've actually found a free cave. And so it goes back quite a while.
It does. It's not, you know, I mean, you can stand up inside it. It only goes back about 10, 12 feet or so.
Yeah.
You can see it's dripping with water, and you get a good glimpse at this kind of limestone.
This is the
sedimentary
limestone
rock you were explaining to me in the car, weren't you?
Yes, apparently this is all sedimentary rock, so... Which actually, sedimentary rock covers quite a vast part of England anyway. So, but it is amazing. You can sort of actually see the structures in it, can't you?
But you could
the way it's laid down, lines in it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And you could certainly shelter, you know, if you're from the elements in something like this, although they've actually put a little fence in front of it.
Yeah, now, there's nothing to say that you can't go in there, because it doesn't say keep out, danger or anything.
Danger.
I think this is only really here because of the cars, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, probably. But,